This is Akashvani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the new terminal building of the Tuticorin Airport and also laid the foundation for projects worth 4,800 crore rupees in Tamil Nadu after returning from Maldives. Spread across 17,340 square meters, the terminal will be equipped to handle 20 lakh passengers annually. In railway infrastructure, the Prime Minister inaugurated the electrification of the 99 kilometers Madurai Bodinayak-Kannur line. He also inaugurated the 650 crore rupees doubling of the 21-kilometer Nagarkoil town Kanyakumari section. Additionally, the doubling of the Araliyamuri Nagarkoil junction and Tirunelveli Mellapalliam sections. Addressing people on this occasion, the Prime Minister Modi said, "Tamil Nadu is witnessing unprecedented development, which reflects the centre's resolve to make the state a driving force of Viksit Bharat."
4,800 crore rupees ke projects ka lokarpan aur shilanyas kiya gaya hai. Inme airport, हाईवेज, पोर्ट्स और रेलवे के प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं और पावर सेक्टर से जुड़े अहम इनिशिएटिव भी हैं. तमिलनाडु की जनता को इसकी बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow at 11 a.m. It will be the 124th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat has emphasized the need for an educational alternative based on Bharat Darshan as it is essential for Viksit Bharat. He said this while addressing the Rashtriya Chintan Baithak organized by Shiksha Sanskriti Uthan Nyas at Ernakulam in Kerala. He further said that our educational system was developed on the basis of long-time influence of colonial ideas. In Bihar, the month-long enumeration form submission drive under Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of the electoral roll concluded today. The verification drive was conducted across all 243 poll-bound assembly constituencies, allowing voters to submit their enumeration forms to booth-level officers, BLOs, or through the online portal. According to the Election Commission of India, ECI, voters in Bihar have actively participated in the SIR process, demonstrating strong faith in the initiative. The ECI reported that till 25th July, more than 99.8% of Bihar electors have been covered during the SIR drive. Those electors who have filed enumeration forms during the drive, their names will appear in the draft electoral roll to be published on 1st August. India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Somalia. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment consists of 10 tons, which includes essential medicines, surgical items, hospital essentials and biomedical equipment. He also added that India is continuing humanitarian assistance to Somalia. Several Baluch families today slammed Pakistan for its systematic repression as their sit-in protest entered the 11th day in Islamabad. The ongoing protest calls for the release of several leaders from Balochistan and bringing an end to enforced disappearances and killings which have become the new norm in the troubled Pakistani province. In chess, first game in the final of the FIDE Women's World Cup 2025, between Koneru Hampi and fellow Indian Divya Deshmukh ended in a draw in Batumi, Georgia this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.